You know, it's been such an exciting week in the crypto financing space. There's this real shift in market sentiment happening right now, and it's perfectly captured by Strive's SATA preferred shares. They've actually bounced back about 16% from their June lows and are trading right around $97. It's genuinely uplifting to see that kind of recovery.
It's definitely a development worth paying close attention to. What's really sparked the conversation is Jan3 CEO Samson Mo pointing out that this rebound could very well be the catalyst we've been waiting for to push Strategy's SDRC preferred shares back up to their $100 par value. It's a serious signal that the market is reevaluating these instruments.
Absolutely. And I love how preferred shares are stepping up as this crucial bridge between traditional finance and the digital asset world. They're such a practical tool for companies navigating both sides.
Exactly. Unlike common stock, preferred shares offer fixed dividends and give investors priority during liquidation. They're built for stability. When they trade below par, it's usually a clear sign of market hesitation or liquidity constraints. But SATA's recent recovery tells us investors are recognizing the underlying strength of these corporate structures again, especially since so many firms are using preferred equity specifically to fund strategic Bitcoin treasury positions.
It's already creating this beautiful ripple effect. We're seeing SDRC start to stabilize, trading volumes picking up, and bid-ask spreads tightening. You can just feel the growing institutional interest. It's so encouraging to watch the market respond like this.
Samson Mo's analysis really centers on market psychology and how correlated assets move together. In speculative environments, confidence in one instrument often restores faith across the entire category. As SATA inches closer to that $100 threshold, it's setting a psychological and even algorithmic benchmark for SDRC and similar shares.
That makes so much sense. Traders and institutional buyers constantly use par value as their North Star for fair pricing. So, if SATA keeps this positive momentum going, it could easily trigger automated buying programs and bring fresh liquidity into the broader preferred share market. I'm really hopeful about where this could lead.
But we have to remember, returning to par value isn't just a cosmetic milestone. It's fundamentally tied to corporate financial health. Trading below $100 can signal distress, which might force companies to offer higher yields or face tighter credit terms. Conversely, stabilizing at par preserves balance sheet credibility, lowers the cost of capital, and lets firms raise additional funds efficiently.
And for companies holding Bitcoin treasuries, that stable preferred equity is absolutely essential. It gives them a reliable funding mechanism to accumulate Bitcoin during market dips without having to dilute existing shareholders or take on expensive debt. It's such a smart, sustainable approach.
Precisely. For investors watching this space, this development really underscores two critical lessons. First, short-term price fluctuations need to be viewed within the broader context of macroeconomic conditions, Bitcoin's price action, and corporate fundamentals. You can't look at it in a vacuum.
And second, it's wonderful to see the digital asset financing sector maturing. It's moving from a niche experiment into a structured market with clear pricing benchmarks and real institutional participation. It feels like we're finally seeing things take shape.
That's right. Going forward, investors should prioritize monitoring trading volumes, dividend sustainability, and the underlying Bitcoin treasury strategies of the issuing companies. When those fundamentals align with positive price momentum, a return to par value becomes highly viable.
I completely agree. Looking ahead, the sustainability of this recovery will really depend on a few macro factors. Continued stability or appreciation in Bitcoin's price will directly support those corporate treasury valuations. It's all connected.
And beyond that, broader market liquidity, interest rate trajectories, and regulatory clarity will play decisive roles. If those conditions remain favorable, SDRC could realistically close the gap to its $100 par value, which would validate the current market thesis.
It's such a fascinating time to be in this space. Ultimately, the interplay between SATA's recovery and SDRC's trajectory shows us how traditional corporate finance instruments are gracefully adapting to the digital asset era.
Exactly. The market is now evaluating crypto-backed preferred shares through established financial mechanics, investor psychology, and evolving corporate treasury strategies. It's a significant step toward mainstream financial integration, and it's going to require careful, disciplined monitoring from everyone involved.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Here, as to a more stable, integrated financial future.